Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 7th of May, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy and hot on 31 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says a thunderstorm in spots in the morning, otherwise variable cloudiness and cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 28 to high 34, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. And sun will be blazing down on us with maximum ultraviolet index with 10, which is extreme. Moon is vanning gibbous, illuminated on 89%. Today we will share with you some reports and some announcements. And let us say summer is really starting, and the second group of children for Kavunji summer camp is leaving on Sunday, and they will be back on 20th. The Auroville Council shares with us a report saying that following the general meeting on the 24th of April on the new conflict resolution policy, they have worked on incorporating feedbacks received into the final document. Since there has been very little negative feedback that could not either be explained or integrated, the Auroville Council considered this policy ratified and now endorses this as a new conflict resolution policy. You will find in the Auronet a link to view the following documents. First, Auroville Conflict Resolution Policy 2015. Second, Annex 1, Mediation. Third, Annex 2, RC 2015. And fourth, Feedbacks Received and Clarification from Auroville Council. They intend to hold another general meeting in 1 year, April-May 2016, to review the policy to see what has been learned in this year, what has worked and what hasn't, and what needs to be revised. And here's a monthly report from Entry Service to the community says that as of 1st of May, the members include two from the former team, Chitra and Ishita, and the newly joined are Alexi, Aurora, B, Matilde and Niti. Kripa and Vika from the former team have been generously helping them with the transition. They are following the same schedule of opening hours as posted on the office door. There is no summer break. They continue working closely with the Working Committee, Auroville Council, Housing Service and SAVI. The Auroville Council has set up a new task force on entry, which has already met 3 times. This task force has members from the Council, Entry and from the community. This is also a communication of the work already started a couple of years ago with an entry task force that made proposal to a general meeting. They are talking that work and integrated it with the feedback given at time and the feedback of the current entry service. They are also inspired by the work done on entry as part of the Auroville retreat, where there has a consensus to make entry more welcoming, simpler and transparent. This is an inclusive process that extends all the way from the revision of the forms to the entry policy itself. The long dormant Friends of Auroville policy has just finished its final feedback period and can soon come into effect with some final thought. Policies for spouses and relatives of Aurovillians are in the pipeline. Associates of Auroville is another category for consideration, so that if you really want to participate in Auroville in some way, there is a door or window for you to do it. At present, they have 100 people in the process of joining Auroville, and the entry service teams are Alexi, Aurora, B, Chitra, Ishita, Matilde and Neti. On 16th of May, which is Saturday, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Kalakendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, Kalakendra presents book reading by author Where Even the Present is Ancient, Benares. A curious woman walking the streets of Varanasi or Benares is greeted by an array of sights, smells and sensations that range from stories of the Ganga to the Guduli, the twilight. As sutradhar of Chief Narrator, author and poet Maitreyi B. Chaudhary tells us the tale of her encounter with the enchanting city through the medium of 50 poems and attempts to contend an India that may do not realize exists. It is a book that tells the little stories that make us who we are. Maitreyi B. Chaudhary is a Bangalore-based poet. Her poems and articles have been published in national and international journals. Where Even the Present is Ancient, Benares is her third book. Mira Cultural Group wants to keep the kids busy the entire summer with lots of fun summer activities during the holidays. They will learn something new and creative ideas will emerge in their minds. They can spend the time in a useful and joyous way. They are going to organize summer activities for the Auroville kids. especially hip-hop dance, capoeira, karate, art, storytelling, and singing. They invite the parents to send their kids to participate in above summer programs. You can contact them on 262-2052 or 944-300-370 or 8, and they will inform you about the place and time when you can contact them. And something about the transformation series. Tomorrow, between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, enthusiasts of Savitri are invited to come with favorite passage from the Savitri, get comfortable among the freestanding painted fanas of Transformation Series, and read out the passage that works for you for the moment in time. Adil is exhibiting his monumental Transformation Series at the iconic Savitri Bhavan in Orville. This project was painted at the neighboring Saucho building, subsequently photographed at Matri Madri Amphitheater and kept on view at the Unity Pavilion for a couple of months. The set then traveled to the recently concluded Orville Festival in Chennai. What started as fascination of working with the aesthetic of barcode as a symbol has moved on to its deconstruction. This is a set of acrylic on canvas painting, each painted 5 meters long and stretched around wooden frames where the visual changes intricately depending on the viewer's vantage point. Adil have tried to position the canvas as an object instead of a crucifix immutably hung on a wall. Perspective being everything, the visual arranged itself into barcode, satisfying the human mind into seeing a form, any form that it forever tries to seek. Adil being more known for his clay work than paintings, the works on show almost look ceramic. So enthusiasts of Savitri are invited tomorrow to do a casual group reading. You don't need to be an orator, but just enthusiasts. And here are a couple of announcements. Orville Resident Service summer open timings for May and June. It would be in the mornings from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and they will be closed in the afternoon starting from May 6. They will come back to their regular timings from July onward. The housing service team wishes to inform the community that they will be closed from 18th of May to 30th of May and they will resume with their work on 1st of June. If there be anything urgent, such as repair, you need to write to them at housing@orville.org and they will do their best to give you a swift reply. And they wish us a pleasant summer holidays. And from Orville Health Centers comes two announcements. First, Dr. Gita Auropremi will conduct a free Ayurvedic diagnostic camp at Orville Health Center on 11th of May from 9:30 a.m. to noon. If you're interested, you need to register at the Health Center reception desk or on the phone 262-2123. A new anti-lice treatment jungle formula is available in the pharmacy, which doesn't contain any insecticides and acts in a purely physical manner by suffocating and dehydrating head lice and its eggs. And here's the word from us. The recent improvements of the radio space give us the ability to focus on improving other aspects of the radio. We are including several regular contributors to our program. If you'd like to offer your help in creating, editing, or hosting a program on a topic, please contact us. Inge and Selvam of the Resident Assembly Service agreed to help us record meetings. This is a big help. Training begins at the next meeting. Networking is good use of human resources and will certainly broaden our ability to include and process more content, no matter the number of radio staff members. Regarding the FM application, Accor Management has forwarded a request to Avenir for their okay on the location of the tower, which must be specified in the application. We are always looking for people who are interested in the field of journalism and sound production to join the team, as well as a photographer to share images of Orville's daily life on our social media network and software developer familiar with mobile apps. And thank you for listening and wishing you a peaceful summer. And let us conclude with the cinema. At Echo Film Club in Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Bully, made in 2011 and directed by Lee Hirsch. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Korean drama Peacemaker, made in 2012 by director Dal Jung Kim. On Saturday, they will screen international comedy music Frank, made in UK in 2014 by director Lenny Abrahams. At Children's Film at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, we can see adventure drama Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, made in USA 1993 by director Dwayne Dunham. And later on at 8 p.m. on Sunday, at Cine Club, we can see comedy romance Sabrina, made in USA 1954 and directed by Billy Wilder, because they are starting with Billy Wilder films. On the Mother Road, Silence is Always Good. I do not mean by quietness of mind entire silence. I mean a mind free from disturbance and trouble, steady, light and glad, so as to open to the force that will change the nature. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.